Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about this fun event coming up on March 29th over at the Babylon in St. Peter's, Missouri. I am part of this show with my friends JPS Productions and 100.7 The Viper. And we are very excited to bring along Troy, Dark Below, Sump Water Shine, Echoes from Ashes, and Bleach. It's a $5 cover, five bands, $5. It's going to be an incredible night of rock and roll. You don't want to miss out on this. So tell all your friends to come on out and pack the Babylon. Again, tickets are available right now. If you head over to the Facebook event and get you a link over there. And all that information is more on my page. So check it all out and join us Friday night, March 29th at the Babylon. I also want to tell you about my friends at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. Swing by and visit them this week for some great live music on Thursday, March 28th. My buddy Bobby Stevens will be out there, and this is also a benefit night for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So come out for a great cause and see Bobby Stevens and plenty of wine, whiskey, and tequila and beer. So on Friday, March 29th, Jake's Leg out there acoustic. So it's going to be a fun night of all your favorite Dead songs. And on Saturday, March 30th, Falling Martins will be out there. So check all that out and more at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I returned to Naked Vine on April 9th for my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase. This April, I'll have Carson Mann, Hillary Fitz, and Jordan Sloan of Hounds. And that's $5 cover, 7 o'clock start. So come on out. And last but not least, I wanted to let you know about my friends at Joseph Meyer Club. You can head over to josephmeyerclub.com today and try their brand new aftershave. Use my promo code RPPJMC20 for an exclusive 20% off at checkout. Try it. You're going to love it. I use it myself, and it's a fantastic product. So, again, josephmeyerclub.com. Follow them on Facebook for some more information. And, yeah, thanks, everybody. I hope you enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio, it's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, we're Spilly Nelson.
We love
Shane Presley's Rock Paper Podcast.
Spilly Nelson!
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock paper podcast, y'all.
Cause you know it feels so good when the music's got you in the mood.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out tonight with the guys of Spilly Nelson. Welcome back to the show, guys.
What's up, Shane?
Howdy.
Thanks What's for having up? Us, man. We're glad to be here.
Yeah, man. It's been a minute. We November 2017, we last hung out on this show.
Yep.
And whole lot's changed since then. And we got a lot going on for the band right now. We got a bunch of big shows coming up for the summer. We got a lot of things, but we also have a brand new member in the group.
He's brand new since what? You've been in for about 8 months, right?
Yeah,
you've been with us for about 8 months.
As far as as far as to the show here,
it's Gary Markert from Ape the Beast.
And
Spilly Nelson.
And Spilly Nelson.
And parts unknown.
Too.
Well, I guess before we get going too far, the rest of you guys want to introduce yourselves for everybody listening?
Yeah, I'm Fleetwood. I play guitar, a little git fiddle, and do the best I can at singing.
I'm Andrew. I play drums.
I'm Gary.
Everybody.
I'm the bass player.
Everybody already met Gary, but that's Gary. I'm Josh. I do some guitar work and some vocal work, and I do some mayhem and mischievous too.
Yeah. But like I said, we got a lot of things coming up, but let's catch up, man. Like I said, it's been a little while.
Yeah, so we've seen you, what, 2017 November. Lots happened since then. Last year, we hit the festival scene pretty hard with some catalysts from some friends who had been in the scene for a while. Crazy Circus Productions, who is actually in the house with us right here behind us.
Say hi, Scott Fanning.
Hey. Dan Rogers and Scott Fanning. But the real deal is they were part of the catalyst that really got us into the festival scene, because we got to do some stuff at Mo Roots and Schwagstock, and through there we got a little bit of clout with some of the guys, and we're looking forward to this festival season. So last year was really good for us. We had a lot of good moments and made a lot of good fans. Yeah. Wrote a lot of good tunes.
Definitely want to shout out to Matt Cooper too. He definitely throws our name out there any chance he gets. Him and Keisha.
We've got some super fans for sure, man, and so we're really happy about that. So since we've seen you last, we were just kind of really, we were still looking for a bass player.
Yeah.
We were still trying to figure out what Spilly Nelson even was to us, you know. It's turning.
We have a sax player, too. He's not here right now.
Yes.
His name is Jamie.
Oh, Sasquatch.
Jamie Smith.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
You can check out Turtle Earth Healing and Arts. Him and his wife own that. It's a shop in Steelville. And it's actually just gone. He just closed the shop and he's now back at home, but he's doing online stuff right now. You can check him out.
Yeah.
And then we picked up a keys player that was with us for a while, and the roving couple other members from other bands had sat in and played keys, but we've actually added keys to the band since November 2 of 2017. And we've had Ethan Sakey's done a bunch of key work with us, and we've had Nick Stanford from the Schwag come set in with us a few shows, and so we've, outside of the core, we've grown a lot. We were four members when you seen us, and now we're six.
Yeah, very cool.
Unfortunately, not all the members could be here today, but you got the core of us right here.
Right. Yeah, you, and I know you guys, we are recording this here at the old Mississippi
Sound
Room.
Yep.
Sound House, sorry, in Alton, Illinois, and you guys are kind of getting a feel for the studio. Is that something we're gearing up to record and get the debut record out there soon, or?
Yeah, we definitely are working with the old Mississippi Sound House, a few other ones as well, but this is one of the big bread and butters of our family here. We have another one in Edwardsville that we're going to be going to.
Music House
that we'll be cutting our actual first album through.
Yeah.
But this is our family here that we're gonna be doing a lot of work through.
Yeah. And just to clarify a few things, Old Mississippi Sound House will probably be home plate for us majority of the time. But we had a plan and attack that was prior to this place opening, so we just kind of had to go somewhere else.
Yep.
And we just stuck with the plan.
One of the people involved actually with the Old Mississippi Sound House
got us the other studio too
because the studio wasn't ready. We're here test tracking.
But check them out, Old Mississippi Sound House. They're on Facebook. They're a new up-and-coming studio. A good friend of ours, Brad Clark, is a producer and engineer here, and he's got a lot of clout in the hip-hop game, and he's getting into, and he's got some serious ear, and he's got professionalism to follow that. So, you know, it's just a matter of time before you're going to hear this name a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a really nice studio.
Yeah, it is a really nice. It's all new, fresh built. It's all soundproofed.
It's wood grain.
Yep, it's got a really nice podcast table that we're sitting at, live edge. What is this, walnut, I think he said?
Yes, it's strong, whatever.
And so
it smells like beer now.
It does smell like Billy Nelson's here. Thanks, Shane.
But you, like I said, we do have a lot of big stuff coming up for the summer. A couple of big shows. You guys keep gearing up for the festival season again this year.
Yes, we are.
Let's get some of these dates out there and get to talking about them. We got next weekend, or I guess this coming weekend, as you're hearing this, on the 31st, Sunday, you guys are being a part of a benefit for Lana.
Lana May from Dancing Bear Tribe.
Yeah, over at Mad Art Gallery. And I know what's like 314, I think they're on there too.
Yep, 314.
Bongo Jack's a part of it.
Bongo Jack. We've got the Driftaways and the Schwag are going to be there.
Yeah, all the buddies. So
yeah.
Good brother bands of ours.
Yeah, and be all for a good cause. And
did
stuff,
I miss anybody?
What's really cool, if you've never been to the Mad Art Gallery, is it's an old police station. So you can go into the jail cells with a beer and take pictures and everything. It's pretty neat. That's pretty cool.
It is kind of a two weird things you put
together. It's a police station turned into a bar venue.
Yeah.
I mean, 12th Street in Soulard, Mad Art Gallery.
But getting back to that, Mad Art Gallery thing we're doing for that Grateful for Alana benefit. There's also some DJs. Rez seems legit. Yowler and Exposure will be playing at a side stage. Like, or I don't know if it's during the or after or what, but so there'll be some DJs there too. It'd be cool. So if you're into the electronic scene,
yeah,
cool.
So yeah, again, that's March 31st. Then. Something going on 420 at...
before that, we do have the...
we got a show at Chiefs.
Yeah, it's going to be our debut there, Chiefs Tavern in Litchfield. Any of our people around there want to come check it out, it's going to be a hoot and holler and hell of a time.
Yeah, so yeah, for sure. Down. It'll be a lot of fun to make it up to Litchfield and pay for them folks up there, too.
Yeah, so that's the 12th.
April 12th, yes, sir.
I accidentally put it down as May 12th, so that's my fault.
No worries. the 420 show.
Yep, over at the Imperial Pub and Club.
We dubbed it the 420 Microfest. And we're trying to go for like a festival feel, but we don't want to be there all weekend. Basically, you know, it's like, this is like... This should be like your favorite festival prime time on Saturday.
It's
like,
the only should be. It's like, the only. It's the bed. Only festival you will not have to pay to get into.
Yeah, and it is a free show. And check out this lineup. Of course, Spilly Nelson, we're gonna play, but we've got Common Jones, we've got Aid the Beast, we've got Tree 14, we got Just Us and the Experience, and then we just picked up Tom Kennedy. He's gonna do some acoustic stuff.
Yeah, he's. Him and Dean Justice from Justice Experience, this is going to be a hell of a time. Come see them. They're awesome.
Yep.
We might be part of the experience.
We might be part of Justice Experience that night. Because the experience is always up for grabs, whoever it is there. You know.
If you have never heard of Aid the Beast, you are in for a treat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Aid the Beast is a good band.
Yep.
Thanks,
guys. So, yeah, come party over in Imperial. I'm on 420, and then let's you guys got another big one right after that, heading over to Mo Roots.
Ooh, Steelville, yeah. Missouri, Bass Resorts, man, that's going to be a fun time. That was our season opener last year, and it'll be our season opener this year as far as the festival scene goes. And man, if you haven't been to this festival, it's up and coming. It's been five. This is the sixth one, I believe. Don't quote me on that. I think this is the sixth one.
Yeah, it's always has a stacked lineup.
Oh, man.
Aaron Can, John Wayne the Pain.
Cass Haley's playing this year.
That one guy's
playing.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's
yeah. Yeah. The Mighty Pines.
The Mighty Pines. We've got Arkansas, I think, coming back again. I know that...
I believe Shugo's
Leah's going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, One Way Traffic.
Yeah, from One Way Traffic.
Those guys are awesome. Drew and his
Crazy
band.
Circus Productions will be there on the field, take care of us. We know that for sure.
Yep.
Them guys, if you guys don't know them guys, or even if you do, make sure you run in and say hi to them. They got new cards and some new promotional
definitely
gear and
stop
stuff.
Stop by and see the Dan Van.
Van is a place to be.
If you never work with Crazy Circus, they're good in, they do good work in venues and get bands in to play your venue. If you're a bar owner out there, just hit them up.
So Circo returns again this year for Mo Roots. I'm sure they'll do the late night tent show. They usually do, and they do a great job.
We go on Mo Roots. We go on Friday at 4:20 p.m.
Yep. So if you're going to catch us, you want to be there by then. The Driftaways, Vintage Pistols, Shugyo, One Way Traffic, The Love, C-Tick Ridge, the new up-and-coming. Well, I wouldn't say they're new, but they're new to me. But they're from Steelville, and they're a three-piece bluegrass band. And man, they're awesome. Their son owns the Moonbeam Mandolins there, and I think it's Steelville.
Yep.
Looking forward to that, man. See Tick Ridge.
He says, where's Fleetwood Nelson? Forgot his tie-dye. Yeah.
Yes, all of our tie-dye gear is brought to you by Tie-Dye Don, by the way.
These three, anyway.
There it is.
Boom. Dan Rogers coming in the club.
What a great festival. Phase the Moon.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Dan Rogers.
You mentioned Matthew and Keisha, and they're on there. They said,
what's up, guys?
Hey, guys.
There you go. Wardrobe.
It's not tie-dye down, but it's the best I can do.
For all you rock, paper podcasters out there, we're doing video here, too.
We're doing a Facebook Live video, too, so it might seem like we're having two different conversations.
Just to inform you guys.
Yep. I feel left out now. I don't have my tie-dye. Uh-oh. I think I have one tie-dye shirt. Yeah.
I got he's about to
it's
take
tie-dye it down.
I have I have one. I think it's Stone Sugar Shakedown.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's a good band.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to them guys.
Yeah, their drummer, Alex Maury.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll tell you another band I want to give a shout out to since we're doing shout outs is we went and checked them out. Where did we drive to go see them guys on Frankie's birthday party bus? Scramble.
Oh, Scramble.
Went down to Redbud.
Redbud. Oh, we went to Redbud to see them guys scramble.
Yeah, Britton, Tate, and Luke, and Zach, man, you guys, those guys are crazy, man. If you guys haven't seen Scramble, man, check them out.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Like, it's like Scramble. Like, if you can imagine Scramble, that's
two mandolins, an electric guitar, and a stand-up bass from, oh, man. Don't take my word for it. Go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, actually, I just had those guys on the show the other day, and I had a great time hanging with them, and yeah, I really like what they got going on, and it was interesting to see two mando players together, but they pull it off, and it sounds awesome.
It's,
and,
like two guitar players. It's the lead and the rhythm. And they switch on and off. It's I like it, too. They have two different styles. I love it.
Yeah.
And then their electric guitar player, I've only seen him once, but to me, he's the guy that makes it all come together. Like, the glue, because, like, he's the... They're doing the bluegrass, but he's like the segue into the covers that they're doing because he's playing electric guitar. You know the way he's playing stuff. It's like it wouldn't be them with if
each one of their influence.
If he was playing acoustic or something, it would be the same thing. Yeah, exactly.
Luke
Hayes
is his name.
Luke Hayes. Yeah.
There we go.
Shout out.
But yeah, check out all these guys. There's a lot of really. That's what I love about doing this show and just like everything we have going on, man. Like, I've been meeting all kinds of incredible bands all around this area, and there's just like so much talent happening right now, all over the greater St. Louis area and stuff, and it's just been cool, man. And everybody's good people too. Like, that's the nice thing about it.
It's all about the love.
Yeah,
the old family.
Yeah,
it's funny to see how the and Scott can vouch for this, how the scene has changed over the years, mm-hmm. from being predominantly heavy with a specific genre. To now, it's like you can see everything in St. Louis. I mean, it used to be blues and rock and roll, and that's all you seen. And now you see, you go to Broadway Oyster Bar on any given night, and you might see three different genres, three different bands, three different things. You know, like that's what's cool about St. Louis is there's more support for the different.
It's such genres, a great music scene. I mean, you got.
And then you start seeing
Sean Cannon and the Voodoo. I mean. Every Wednesday at the Broadway Oyster Bar, and every Wednesday it's a different genre of music, a different cover. I mean, where do you get that at? You know, in your own hometown backyard. I mean, that's
right.
It's beautiful.
St. Louis has definitely come a long way.
Yeah, man.
Especially with that guy Shane Presley,
right?
Podcast, that doing all he does for this scene.
So,
never heard of him.
You would like him.
Yeah.
Didn't he the door guy in the Broadway?
I think he might be.
The night of the Sean Cannon, the Voodoo Player show? I think that's the guy.
Yeah, that's him. Shout out to them guys, too, man. They came to Alton, they did the CCR at the Old Bakery.
Old Bakery. That was just a couple weeks ago.
That was good. March 9th. That's when they were here. Because we played the show at the Bottle and Barrel that night.
It's a cool venue.
Yep.
Yeah.
They did a great show. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. We let's see. I think we got sidetracked on the rest of the Mo Roots lineup, but you also get Big Mike and the Blue City All-Stars. I think that's their first time down there. You're also getting Tori Casey and the Southside Hustle, so I think that's cool that it's a very mixed genre build down there. You know, you got some grass, you got some jam, you got some blues, you get some reggae. You know, you get a little bit of all of it.
Well, then you got Crate to Crate and Trouble. They'll be DJing the whole weekend. Trouble throws down some serious like EDM and stuff. Like, he's got some really serious tracks. Like,
Nazareth, man.
And then Nazareth, Crate to Crate, of course, man. He's gonna keep us on the vinyl all weekend, man. You know, so it's you get a feel of just about everything you want. That funky feel good dance music make you want to hug each other.
It's all love.
As a music fan, I'm really excited to just go and check out the other bands.
Yeah, that's the best part about being a part of this.
That is why I'm in this band, so I can kick it with other bands, man.
Right. Exactly. It's all about the band and the Dan.
It's all about the Dan band.
It's all about the Dan band in the van. I can't wait to test that out this summer. He's got it going on, man. I'm telling you. Dan Van, check it.
The Dan Van?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I've seen pictures.
It's awesome.
Let's see. What And I got one other one on the calendar, too, is you guys are coming out to my area, St. Charles, Missouri. You guys are playing Redfish, Bluefish with old Just an Experience.
Yep, Dino.
Yeah.
Dino. And you might, I would say it's probably a pretty good observation to say that we might end up being the Experience that night.
Yeah, we definitely would.
We might end up jumping up and playing with him for sure, because we love playing with him, and it's just like, you know, it's fun when we can just kind of go. Yeah. He's the master of the ceremony. You know, it's his music, and it's his song selection, and it's his groove, and it's his flow. We just jump in and ride it with him, you know.
Heck yeah! And speaking of
every time,
yep. Speaking of Justice and the Experience, every Sunday at
Jacob Myers
in Bryan City, which is today. If you guys are listening,
7 to 11.
7 to 11. Go check it out.
Open mic with Justice and Experience.
Yeah.
If you guys are listening,
and he has ghosts. He has hosts that come every week with him too. Like, I think he's had like Chris Rader from Clusterpluck and a few other bangers come out and do guest hosts with him. So it's a really cool shindig. You know?
I heard the Watkins might come out. Never know.
Yeah, the Watkins. You never know.
Yeah, I had a really good time hanging with Dean not too long ago and on the show. And
no, that was a good episode.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, I was really happy with it. And like, that was my first time even hearing any of his music, and I was floored, man. I was like, he's got some really great songs, and
He wears his heart on his sleeve. That's what's unique. That's what's unique about him, is he definitely doesn't hold back. He tells you how he feels, man, and it's real raw emotions. It's
refreshing.
It is refreshing to see somebody just be themselves instead of trying to mold to something that they're held to a standard or something. He just raw emotion. My best words are probably raw emotion.
You don't find that much nowadays.
Gypsy dance.
And what's funny is I've known him for years, since high school, maybe even junior high, and he's just always been that way. He's always just been a loving, carefree, passionate person, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He was telling me some of those days, some OGE.
Oh, yeah.
One good eye.
Yeah, he was telling me some of the old days and stuff, and so this is
I dropped a couple hip-hop records. Well, yeah. You know, I don't know how many songs are on a record. Maybe a couple of EPs or something. We dropped about 10 tracks, probably. Two different times.
just so happen to be playing your favorite track, as a matter of fact. Now you finally found your space. I can tell by the pep in your step and that smile upon your face. Sweet Mary Lou, we're from the bottom of my heart. I thank you. Staying loyal to me too. Oh, 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 sweet Mary Lou. First time in the photo booth, I had on some funny glasses. It was just me and you. How the times sure do pass. Your name is written on the wall and your memories relax. Sweet Mary Lou, we're from the bottom of my
So, well, let's talk about, speaking of records, this Spilly record, is this something we think we're going to have for 2019?
Definitely.
Oh, yes, for sure.
I'm hoping in the next couple months.
Yep. Yeah. We hope.
All right. Yeah, that's, I'm excited, man, because there's like, I'm excited to have get a copy of that and have some Spilly tunes to listen to.
It's been a long time coming. We've been wanting to do it for a while, and I think the planets just weren't aligned right yet.
I think our motto is you can't rush perfection.
Yeah.
Well,
it's been forever, and I'm kind of like ready.
Right. And it'll be that point, you know, where we're just like all musicians and artists do, you know, when the art's never done. But when you think you're finished with it for a while, then of course we can move on to the next record, and like we just have a whole record where we're like, let's just get this down because we've got more stuff we need to move forward into, you know. So like that's where we're at. We've been playing this stuff for a whole year. It's time to put it out and have something new to.
And don't get me wrong, we do have plenty of new. We're not putting that on the record yet. That's
we just don't want to forget about the stuff we already have.
We want to catch those at the live shows. No roots. It's gonna be.
We want to put the stuff down so we can move on. Basically, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that'd be really cool, and especially as you guys are doing more and more of these shows and festivals have the, you know, merch table and stuff, have the album out there to sell and everything else. And so is that you guys want to do more of that, do some traveling more, get on the road and doing this thing, or what's the word there?
We've had word of going to Arkansas for a while, doing a weekend warrior kind of thing.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting out and spreading our wings in a few different places. But things that we are actually like really viable and likely in 2019 is Arkansas.
Yeah.
There's a big scene out there. You know, you can, and it depends on
Bird Fest down there. I mean, you know,
there's
Jimmy knows.
Yeah, there's a really big scene out there as far as what the genres of music that we're playing. So we really want to get out there. We've got some people out there that are pulling for us too. And so, you know, it's just a matter of getting a few things in line. Like, we're almost finished with our EPK. We need the album finished for that, of course. And
it all takes time.
You know, and a lot of these places that we want to go to, that's really the only thing keeping us from walking in the door is just having that EPK. Like, that's just kind of an industry standard for a lot of these places. And once we get that down, I think that we'll be accepted and, you know, they'll give us a shot. And I think once we get on stage and show them what we got, they'll have us back. And that's really what it's all about. Just giving us a shot and we'll shine.
Yeah, man.
And that's not trying to be cocky, but we've
been doing this.
If you would
have
asked
us
that a year ago, we wouldn't have said the same thing. You know, now we're starting to feel a little more confident in our music. And just, I think what we've got,
we're just feeling it. We're loving what we're doing. You know, it's really kind of clicking and getting in the groove for everybody. You know, we're all growing as a team, you know, and it's becoming a family.
We've gained a really good fan base too.
Yeah, well, the fan base is our family. You know, it's all a big family.
It wouldn't be Spilly Nelson without the fans.
No.
And the support that we get.
And Spilly Camp, of course.
Spilly Camp, of course.
Spilly Camp.
Look for the flashing lights.
Yeah, I think all the things that we always wanted to do in the band are starting to manifest in the reality now. And now we're like, yeah, this is what we wanted to do. And it took us forever to figure it out, or had to get the right key ingredients or whatever. But like, that's where we're at. So now we're like, all right, you give us a shot, we can shine, you know?
Yeah, we got the right members. You know, we have the same dream. You know, we really want to do as much as we can with, you know, our lives that we got here, you know? It's all about just following your dreams, staying true and humble, you know? And if you continue to do that, you know, you can do whatever you want. Everybody will come with you, you know? It's all about doing it together.
Like, that's the lyrics.
Shout out to everybody, and they shout out to us. It's love, man.
Like the lyrics in one of our songs, stay loyal to your dreams and your heart's on the mend at all times. So, like, that's just where we're at, you know?
Yeah, man. Well, Garrett, what do you think of these last 8 months of being in Spilly Nelson?
Hams.
Yeah. Learned about hams, that's for sure.
You know, I just wanted to point out again how awesome all of our fans are and everybody that I've met since I've been in the band. And everybody that's already, you know, been friends with the band, and then, like, you know, just started following us too. Everyone's been really cool and like a family, definitely, and it's awesome. It's a really good time.
Yeah,
every show it's like a big party, definitely.
And yeah, man.
It's the Spilly party.
I love you, Gary. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Garrett Bear.
Yeah, I just love hanging out and playing out. You know, I try and play out as much as I can, and it's been a great time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, one of our newest friends that we just recently met at Sugar Creek. One of my newest, closest, best friends, I don't even know I was the best friend before I met him, was John Sabo.
The third.
The third. Check out the John Sabo review. Him and his father, man, they got a good one as well. Just, you never know where you're going to find family at. You know, it's such a huge, huge family, and it's a small world. It's insane.
I think you got Matthew did that a minute ago. You're across the
nice.
We played a show last year, and it's funny. I did fail to mention it when we were talking about our festivals from last summer, but we played one where we really had a lot of fun at this one too, and it was called Rock Fest. And Rock, Josh Heron and a few other, I can't remember. 10 Cents, I think, was a part of it. Mm-hmm. There's a few other, you know, promotional companies, but they throw on Rockfest. I think it was their third annual. And we stayed at Camp Manitoba, and they had yurts. Big, giant tents, circular tents that would house about 20 people. And it was like a Boy Scout-style camp.
Camp Manitoba, Andy Brown from there. Thank you for having that. Oh, my gosh. It's an amazing place. Can't wait to go back there. And we hear a lot about, you know, Cam Anato in the future. There's the upcoming stuff. John Cannon uses it for, what was that, Farm and Booty Way?
He used Farm and
Sugar Creek. Creek is there.
Oh, there's a possible talk of maybe Spilly Nelson doing one there next year. That's all I'm going to say.
You never know, man. Keep an eye out.
Yep.
What was that? What did you say?
Nothing.
That
went right out the window.
I thought it was a breeze in here. All I can say is, yurt.
Hey, shout out to John fucking Mould, too.
Oh.
John Mould. We forgot about that guy.
I'm surprised he's not here.
Me too. John Mould. He showed up the other day. I don't know. Hey, what's up, dude?
He's here, you just don't see him.
He's here.
All right. He's somewhere making coffee. I'm really coffee pots.
Love you, John. Oh, yeah, and Terry. It's not a party without Terry.
Yeah. Terry Bear. If you can't help but to think about all these people when we talk about this stuff.
We get to a podcast, we plug our shows, and then the rest of the whole podcast is shout outs to everybody we love because we love you.
Shout
to my girlfriend who has my baby at home with her right now, and she's sick and doesn't feel good. I love you too.
And Francis Daffy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
it's called Wheat Fairy.
Wheat Fairy.
God, Wheat Fairy.
Yeah.
I was thinking, this is a question I've been been enjoying asking different guys. If there was like a Spilly Nelson action figures, what would come in with that action figure?
Blunt Man and Chronic as the partners.
I would think that let's take the imagination into the perfect world, right? We all get our own figure, right?
Okay. Right.
That'd be cool.
Now, personally, I would probably have definitely a tie-dye Don shirt on. Right?
No, you'd be wearing what you're wearing
now. I would probably have a flute and a ukulele and like some really shitty shoes.
I imagine the Spilly logo guy as his own figure. Mm-hmm. And he comes with his car that he drives around in. And it's full
the
of
beer mobile? Beer
it's a big, big giant beer rocket. And the whole time he's smoking a joint, it's toasting out the sun.
Yeah.
So he's got to come with a pack of joints from Marlboro, right? Those exist, don't they?
Yes.
These guys are cool. Let them in.
What about you, Fleetwood?
Oh, man. I don't know. I probably wouldn't have shoes on, for sure. For sure, because I don't know where they are. I would definitely have a tie-dye shirt on and a guitar somewhere and my wife with some weed. Definitely. That's, I mean, what better at the end of that other than, you know, listen to some music.
Yeah.
Shoot, I don't know. Got a little deep there, I guess.
That's Fleetwood.
Right. Just be a deep puddle, that's all I am. Just a big cuddle puddle of deep stuff.
Andrew, what comes with your action figure?
Fucking cowbell, dude.
A couple empties?
Yeah. A couple empties and a cowbell.
Yeah.
A couple empty beers and a cowbell. And a hand drum. Can't go with a hand drum.
And then it'll have the little, you can hold it next to you, it's like the little bubble that has the text in it, and it'll say, how many beers we got?
11 pack.
Chug a Rockdale.
Let's chug a Rockdale. Oh, yeah, yeah. Lee Wathen, dude. Love you, man. Let's chug a Rockdale.
That was a Rockfest thing.
Yeah.
Our hospitality.
I chugged a Rockdale at Rockfest, and I chugged a Hams at Framley Fest, and I projectile vomited after the Hams. I looked at Rich and Gary, and I was like, pound. And I was like, bad idea. It was gone. Rich watched it in slow motion.
Wow. Don't try these things at home, kids.
One time I think it might have been my bachelor party. We went down on a float trip and down towards Steelville and I think we were like doing beer bongs out of those we were doing flabongos, the flamingos. They fill up with beers and like I don't know I think that was like breakfast that morning. They filled them up and I did one of those and like I don't know, just like came went down and then just came right back out. Like, I don't know. It was like,
that's how that was.
I was like, it was like a burp was like right there, like keeping it from going in, and like then just like, oh, here it goes. Like, so I was like, oh, that didn't work out as planned.
The body was not ready.
Yeah, but yeah, that was definitely a wild time with those full bongos.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
I can't do the beer bongs.
Yeah.
No thanks.
My wife likes them. I like it when she likes them too.
It works out for everybody.
It works out all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we see you just one at a time kind of guy, huh? You didn't know, you know, three or four in the bong.
I mean, you might catch me rolling around carrying three or four, right, drinking one, but I'm usually taking them one at a time.
Yeah. You keep the extras in the pockets.
And I'm usually carrying the other three because somebody I'm going to run into is going to want one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all about sharing my beer.
Two of them empty and one's like, man, I need to throw these away somewhere.
So if you catch me on a scene and I have a beer, it's for you.
Yeah, one thing I gotta say about these festivals too that, you know, we go to with our people, man, is we are such a clean community. You know, you can show up and it's just a huge party and, I mean, trash everywhere, you know, and then when you leave, it's consolidated, picked up like nobody was ever there. You know, it's just, you're like, it's without words until you see it and kind of, and really see, you know, thousands of people pick up after themselves how it should be. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful things. You know, it's something you want to bring back to the real world.
And granted, they're not all like that, because I've been to like summer camp and a few other big festivals where when you walk away, you're just like, look at this place. It's completely trash. Don't get me wrong. They hire people to clean it all up, blah, blah, blah. But we are blessed to be at some really good festivals where they're, you could walk up in a Spilly camp with your 2-year-old kid.
Right.
And you wouldn't have to worry about the kid being turned on to anything negative.
I mean, you got plenty of pretty wives that love kids. And my
we have our kids with us a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's so cool, man.
Now, when the kids go to bed,
when the crazy comes out,
Spilly camp becomes kind of drippy camp.
Spitting fire.
Well, very cool, man. Well, this, keep an eye out on the socials. We do have Spilly Nelson on your Facebook and all that fun stuff. Keep an eye out for this album, hopefully soon, and all that fun stuff, and more show dates to come. But like I said, we do have a bunch of on the, you can RSVP to all the events on the Facebook page there. Again, big 420 Microfest at Imperial Pub and Club, Mo Roots on the 25th, and so grab some tickets to all these shows and come out and party with your boys and Spilly Nelson.
Yeah. Don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure that you can still get early bird sales for Mo Roots. I think it ends like 10th of April or 5th of April or something. I think you can still get early birds.
Heck yeah. And a couple other quick little shout outs for some people around the area that's really helped us and help everybody every chance they get. Ed Belling, you know, from Pick and Lickin', really does a lot of good work, and he really really has a good heart. Scott and Michelle Smith,
yes,
they're always out there being great people.
Staples, those people are staples of the music community.
Yeah, I mean,
Ellen,
you don't really get much more better.
Ellen Kirchmich from GC Live, yeah, she's also one of the promoters on here, and along with 10 Cents Promotions, my friend Jeff and Jennifer. I think you know them, Jeff and Jennifer Nichols. Yeah. So big shout out to 10 Cents, man. I appreciate you guys being a part of this show. And
good people, man.
How we hadn't talked to you about you already in the show yet, I don't know. But
yeah, really.
I know we shout out, last but not least, Dan and Scott.
That's right, Crazy Circus. Them guys are doing big things for us, and it's just so much love coming and support coming from them guys, man. And a lot of times when we're really just need to hear something to just keep us moving on, Dan's always got something wise for us to hear, you know. And so, like, and I mean that, like, I almost teared up just saying it. He's always got something wise to say to help you understand the struggle you're at, you know.
For all you Star Wars fans, Dan is the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the Spilly family.
Yes, he is.
You really
are. May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
You really were, too. That's crazy.
That is crazy, yeah.
Well, very nice. Well,
And last but not least, Shane Presley, man, we do appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for being here.
Love you, man.
And we love what you do for the community, and I'm really glad that your GoFundMe thing went off really well. I was glad to see everybody really jump in and support that, because you've been here supporting us for a long time, and I wanted to say that. So.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, man. That shit was pretty wild, man. That was, I don't know. I feel kind of weird about it, but it felt really good to see that kind of support. Yep. Everybody.
You deserved it.
You do.
Yeah, that was.
You've been supporting everybody else for the longest time. Yeah. Now everybody else can help you out. You know. It's a big circle.
And you know, it's funny. In a nutshell, you know, it wasn't a shit ton of money, but a little bit goes a long way with something like what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Man. So like, you know, when it comes in a nutshell, like, you know, you can make some big purchases in your life with a lot of money, but that money right there is going to go somewhere. I can tell. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I told everybody, it's all going back to the show. I'm going to get myself some new microphones and just keep building and expanding and provide a better product for everybody. So
that's what's up.
Yeah, man.
We'll keep growing, brother.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So much love spilling.
We're coming to you live from the old Mississippi Sound House. You guys, don't forget to check them out.
We are Spilly Nelson.
We love you guys. Thanks for being a part of our lives. Love you, team. We'll see you guys out in the roads real soon. Ask me for a smoke.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye,
everyone.
Thank you,
Shane. Later.
Thanks, Shane.
Bye-bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.